We are now joined by Parker Kligerman, driver of the number 96 Gaunt Brothers Racing Toyota, who has raced his way into the Great American Race.
That sounds good. Thank you.
We'll open the floor for questions for Parker. We'll start with Jacob and then go to Kenny.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. You were telling us on Wednesday during Media Day that it would mean as much or more than your first 500 start to be able to race your way in. You've been through the whole range of emotions. What is this like, especially with having to drop back and pick up Kyle to even have a shot at running past Reddick?
Yeah, first of all, you know, I got to thank Kyle Busch and, you know, us linking that TRD Toyota Power together, because without him, there's no way I get by Reddick. And Truex was doing all the right things in terms of lagging back, because he knew if the 31's in front of me, he's in the 500. So that was impressive. I mean, here's the crazy thing. A year ago, I watched this race, and I felt like I'd probably never get a chance to be in this race again. Fast forward a couple weeks ago, I'm in this media center doing pit reporting, right, doing the Daytona 24-hour, and now I'm sitting up here talking to you guys as a guy who just made the Daytona 500. This is a pretty cool deal. It means the world to me, and to race in is so cool, because I think, you know, in so many ways, Landon Castle told me, he said the best feeling he's ever had in race cars is the time he raced in the Daytona 500. And it's because the days leading up to this are literally some of the worst days of your life. And then all of a sudden, in the span of a split second, when you cross that finish line, you're in, the whole world becomes brighter and clearer and everything is better. So very happy to be here. You know, it comes at the expense of a good friend of mine, Ryan Truex. I know we had a lot of ribbing on social media and such, and it was all in good fun to bring attention to this race like we should. We're trying to entertain people. This is about being a show and, you know, getting people to watch and want to be interested in it. But, you know, when I crossed the finish line there and knew I was in, it was a bit bittersweet knowing that he was, you know, unless something happens in this duel sort of crazy, it's at his expense. So, you know, he's a good friend. He's a really talented race car driver. I think he's a very underrated race car driver. And I hate that we were put in that position. I told him that before the race. But for all of my team and my team members and all the hard work they put in, man, this is a cool feeling.
We'll go next to Kenny, then to Bruce.
KennyBruce.net. Parker, when you get ready to climb in the car out there, what are you thinking your chances are?
So positive mental attitude all week. So I went so crazy is that every time I would talk about tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday, I would act like we're already in the 500. So we talk about schedules as mundane as, you know, what are we going to do? You know, where do we have to be? What time is practice on Saturday or Friday? And all of it was because I was fully intent on making this race. And I didn't know how, and I didn't know if we could, but I intended to do it. And you know, Mark Hillman and everyone on this Gaunt Brothers Racing Toyota stepped up. You know, we all put our best foot forward. He made some good adjustments in the pit stops. And it came down to just one of those rare moments, you know, those last 15 laps where I was on autopilot. You know, I mean, I was calling for Kyle to come to us, and I saw him coming and coming back from the draft. And I thought, all right, here we go. We're going to have a friend. And then it was trying to link up with him was so tough. And you actually have to go backwards to go forwards, which is counterintuitive. But he and I have linked together at some truck races and blown past the entire field. So I knew if I could get him to my rear bumper, we could do it again. And thanks to him, we were able to do it.
Bruce?
Bruce Martin with Speed Sport. What's the backstory to your friendship with Kyle and how it paid off tonight? And also, considering your career, you know, one time you were driving for Team Penske, you were had a bright future. Did you ever think you'd ever get a chance to run in the Daytona 500 again?
Thanks for reminding me. You're saying I fell off a cliff somewhere in there or something? Fell off the radar? The future became very dark. You had no future. No. Don't worry, I was right with you. So I'd say, you know, Kyle, first of all, I raced for him in 2013. And, you know, what I always liked about Kyle was you always knew where you stood. So he is not someone that's going to go behind your back and start talking about you or saying things and then saying one thing to your face. He will literally straight up tell you if you're doing something wrong. And I always enjoyed that when I raced for him. I enjoyed learning from him. I enjoyed how frank he was when he'd tell me things that I should be doing better and things I could be doing better. And I liked that. And so I always just had a lot of respect for him. Obviously, he's one of the greatest of all time, if not one of the most talented of all time. And he, I feel like, has always been someone that has had a mutual respect for myself as well on the broadcast side. And so I've always been able to reach out to him about truck series stuff. We talk about it sometimes. And I think, you know, it's just one of those relationships that has been a good friend. I knew I could rely on at times. So add in that we're both Toyota driving Toyotas, and Toyota doesn't have a lot of cars in this race. You know, it's better when there's more Toyotas in the race, and so very happy to have had him as a Toyota teammate. Do I ever think I'd get back here? No. I think so watching this race last year, I literally thought I'd probably never drive a cup car again. I'd never have a chance in the Daytona 500. I'm doing TV full time. You know, I'm racing the truck series, but it just didn't seem like I was really getting anyone's attention. And I don't feel like, for whatever reason, I just couldn't find the right opportunity, couldn't find a sponsor. And then Marty Gaunt came calling in May of last year about doing the 600. And thankfully, NBC was nice enough to let me go do it. You know, I've got some great bosses at NBC that are really cool about me doing this sort of thing and trying to race at the same time. And Marty's been great about letting me, you know, have times that I needed to do TV instead of drive the car. And he's been really gracious about that. And it's been a great relationship for everyone involved. And I'm just a lucky recipient. So it kind of feels like, you know, I went off and did the TV thing, and you see drivers do this before where they go do something to kind of up their profile and that sort of thing, and then they get back in a ride, and it kind of feels like, you know, it's finally all starting to work. Like, after many years of doing this, people are starting to take notice, and, you know, I'm getting the opportunities.
Additional questions for Parker? We'll go here to Zach.
I feel so popular. I'll tell you what. When I won the Talladega truck race 2 years ago, I had like 550 texts, 560. I have 530 texts right now.
Wow.
Just for making the 500. So that's pretty crazy. That shows you this is a big race, apparently. I hear.
Impact.
Biggest
race in the world. Zach?
Zach Tansvetti, kickingatires.net. What are your friends at NBC going to think about this?
Well,
are
I got
they any of those texts?
Yes, many of them. And I got to do an interview with Nate Ryan and got to talk on NBC before the race on our new Motorsports Hour show on Thursdays. And, you know, they've all been really supportive from the top down. It's really cool. And I've got some really cool bosses over there, and Sam Flood and Jeff Banky, great teammates like Jeff Burton, Steve Letarte, Dale Jr. They, you know, they step up sometimes and fill in for me when I can't do certain things because I've got to go drive a car or I've got this opportunity. They fill in. So just everyone at NBC has been an amazing thing and for me. And, you know, I hope I bring as much as they give to me at times. And, you know, it's really cool. I mean, look, I've got a TV show, Proving Grounds. We've just started filming season 2. I'm probably not even supposed to tell you, but I don't care. I'm too excited. So we just started filming season 2. I mean, I have a damn TV show. That's pretty cool. I'm on a TV all the time. I'm racing cars full time. I'm 28 years old. This is an incredible life. I can't believe it.
Where do you find the time?
I don't, actually. I just never sleep.
Yeah, that's good. Dinah?
Dinah Pulver with the Daytona Beach News Journal. Do you have some kind of game plan now for Sunday morning? Any little rituals you're going to do or any special thing you're going to do to increase your chances?
Wow, that's a good question. Rituals. You know, tonight was like basically avoid throwing up. So I won't be nearly that nervous. But I would say, you know, for me, racing-wise, I always try like mornings of big races and big things. I just try to make sure that I give myself the time. And what I mean by that is not ever feel rushed. Like it's when you start to suddenly feel rushed because you got to do something, you got to do that you allow nerves to creep in and anxiety and all that. But if you just really factor out your time, give yourself time, leave early for things that you got to do, the day goes so smooth. And so that's what I always aim to do. And I'll have a good breakfast. I hear that's key. So I'll definitely have a good breakfast. No rushing drivers. I mean, I do have to give – my girlfriend gets here Saturday night, so I probably have to give her a Valentine's Day gift. But that's important, too. I forgot to send it. I was a little busy this week, okay? Don't judge me.
Tom?
Tom Bowles with Front Stretch. Parker, what's the plan after the 500?
Standard.
Now that you've made it, like, are you taking it race by race with the 96? I mean, you have this whole TV career going on. Is it something where you'd consider going back to racing full-time with the right opportunity? What are you guys trying to do?
Ooh, that's tough. I can't think that far. But I'd say I'm very thankful for the opportunity with Gaunt Brothers Racing. We are looking this year at doing the first 3 races. So we'll do Atlanta and Vegas because we want to experience all these different packages. Then the hope is probably 12 races all season. So a big thing that Marty Gaunt's doing, and I really applaud him for this, is quality over quantity. So he's trying to build this organization. He's trying to build this cup team in the right way. He's building it in a way that if I were doing it, I would do it this way as well. And therefore, we're looking at, you know, one of those deals where it's one race a month. But when we show up, it's a race that we feel like we can be really competitive, that we can, roll out a Toyota Camry that can compete at a level that we feel proud of. You know, that doesn't mean we're going to show up racing for wins. We're a very small cup team. But, it does mean that we go out there and we beat cars at race week in, week out. We get towards the top 25. And when we do that, which we did at the road courses last year, then we know we're making progress. So I know he has grand ambitions in the future for this race team, and I hope to be in those discussions. But right now, I think we're taking it step by step and being methodical about it, being smart, because he wants to be here for a long time. And I know I've said this before, but we really, you know, it's nice to have new owners in the sport. And so, you know, I really, really hope this all works out, because he's a good guy and he's a good owner to have in the sport. And, you know, we need more like him.
Any additional questions for the hardest working man in motorsports who may be in trouble with his girlfriend?
No.
Good deal. Parker, thank you guys. Congratulations.
Have a good one. Have a great weekend. Thank you.